You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 68, Stick That Landing. Well, 5 weeks later, some amazing things that technology brings us, along with changes that take away functions. In a retraction for a story in episode 64, Ted Cruz never signed up for Obamacare. He obtained health insurance outside the Affordable Care Act exchange. So, just wanted to make that known. And with that, let's start the news! SpaceX rocket almost makes a landing. So the Falcon 9 rocket was launched and then attempted to land on a platform in the Atlantic Ocean as a measure to test possible reuse of a rocket and the rocket's parts. Elon Musk's company, which is SpaceX, not Tesla, he owns both, is wanting to repurpose the rockets they launch, and this exercise was to be the first of many tests to accomplish that. Unfortunately, it didn't go quite as planned, but it was damn close. So the link in the show notes, click that link and you can watch the minute-long video to, So I watched this video quite a few times. I was highly impressed. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, think about it. How, over the years of space exploration and the Apollo missions and everything like that, how much space junk is wasted? I mean, you know, you understand that, you know, you need certain things to get up to space, but here, you know, how logical? You know, let's see how many of these parts or the entire thing can we use. And yes, it's going to take a lot of wasting rocket parts and things like that to try and get there. But once it's there, you know, hey, this is progress, you know. So, you know, I would imagine to get this close on the first try and all the other tries will just get closer to the goal. That's what I would like to see. I think that, NASA is working with SpaceX on all these different things. Having visited the Kennedy Space Center in Florida last year, I have a new appreciation for all this. I mean, I grew up, you know, throughout most of the Apollo missions. I mean, that was, you know, I was, you know, a young kid. You know, I wasn't quite 10 yet, you know, and when, you know, the Apollo missions, you know, pretty much had exhausted their course, so to speak. But, you know, it was kind of cool that, you know, to know that I was, you know, I grew up during that history, and now SpaceX is making history again and, you know, taking things into the modern realm. I can't say enough good about our space exploration activities here, so... Photos for OS X released. So this is the official replacement for iPhoto and Aperture. I should mention that as well. It's able to import all photos from iPhoto and Aperture. So any of you that have used iPhoto and Aperture for years, it'll take the library, import it in, and most settings come in. I wasn't a heavy user of iPhoto and Aperture. I used both more iPhoto than anything. I had Aperture and played around with it, but I'm not as photo adept as other people are that know the system well and know all the different features. So this Photos only runs on OS X Yosemite 10.10.3. That is not backwards compatible with Mavericks 10.9, which I can understand. You know, I think the whole idea behind, wanting to move forward, you know, it's good. There's several other functions that Yosemite has that Mavericks didn't get. And I understand features moving forward. They want people to, you know, kind of, you know, not keep on to the past. But I liked Mavericks. I really liked it. And so I wouldn't have minded if they would have made this compatible. But, yeah, I understand. You know, they're, you know, it's not a, you know, it's a pain to manage, you know, older versions of operating systems. So, So feature-wise, this is not a replacement for Aputure, pretty much, you know, which was a professional app, photo management app in every aspect. So at least iPhoto and Aputure still run under Yosemite thanks to updates. So if you're still not ready to jump into the photos for OS X thing and you still want to run iPhoto and or Aputure, you can, and they run under Yosemite, and there's no real issues. So this new app brings Unity photo management to its iOS counterparts, you know. So meaning that, you know, photos have been fragmented for years under the whole, you know, OS X and iOS, you know, iPhone, iPad, you know, Mac kind of stuff. I mean, things, updates have made things a little more compatible, but it's pretty much been left alone. So it's kind of, I don't know, this does get it closer. I do see some unity in as far as, you know, how things from photo management standpoint are better. It doesn't look like it's an add-on. It looks very seamless in how things are. So, hey, you know, don't jump in. The show notes have a link to an article that talks about, you know, different frequently asked questions. So, you know, go ahead. And, you know, if you've already made the jump, you know, let me know how you like it. If you don't like it and it's stuck behind, let me know too. So here's to progress. The official teaser for The Hateful Eight has been released. So back in episode 46, yeah, quite a ways ago, I mentioned Quentin Tarantino discussing retirement after he finishes his 10th film. So his 8th film will come out on Christmas Day. So up until now, there was no official trailer for it. So technically, this is not a trailer. It serves as an official something for the movie. You know, since this part of the podcast was supposed to have been recorded back in the middle of April, the teaser trailer has been removed, so it's not really anywhere unless you can, you know, find it. I wasn't able to find it, so unfortunately I'm a bit behind on reporting all this. But for a Tarantino film, his 8th film coming out the Christmas Day, so this should be good. So, you know, hopefully we'll see some actual footage. We'll see, you know, something official here shortly. And there might also be something official that I haven't seen yet. But anyway, yeah. So there you have it from an unapologetic Quentin Tarantino fan here. So I'm always look forward to his movies. Every one of his films I've been very happy with. You know, I don't think he's made a bad film. I mean, some people don't like him. You know, he's kind of a hate-love kind of guy from a film. I have a friend that's no fan at all. So, you know, which is fine. That's cool. I'm a big fan, and I think I'm anxious for this film to come out. So, all you Tarantino fans, get ready. Christmas Day, Hateful Eight. LDS Church joins other religions, asking the Supreme Court of the United States to ban same-sex marriage. Obviously, this story is from April, so a lot has changed since as of last Friday, but that's a future episode. So back in 2008, the LDS Church funneled a lot of its money, as well as many well-off members, to stop marriage equality in California. So they were successful, but only for a short period of time before a federal judge ruled otherwise. Then earlier this year, the church worked with Equality Utah on employment and rental protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. So using a unique blend of religious protections mixed into legal protections. So now that they've showing their true self here, they are asking the high court to ban same-sex marriage nationwide. This whole religion controlling laws has gone too far. You know, I blogged about this before. I've talked about it in many other podcast episodes before. Yeah, you know. So, you don't want your members doing something. That's fine. Those of you who belong to the LDS Church, you know, your choice. Religion's a protected choice, which I've mentioned here before several times. Hey, you know, you're free to do what you want in your religion. You're not free to make laws that affect everyone outside your religion. You know, I don't know how to stress that any more times here. So leave the rest of the country alone. Gay marriage is not going to bring the end of times. You know, there's not going to be blood and sky falling and all that shit. So it's called progress, and most organized religions rarely embrace any sort of progress that goes against ancient and antiquated beliefs. So I hope the Supreme Court will be smart enough to know that equality has a winning history in this country. So, which they were, yes. After years of religion and bigoted people have tried to keep it from moving forward, you know, we just need this done. You know, done. It's stop, stay out, keep your own religion. That's fine, your own belief. You don't have to embrace gay marriage, but let the rest of us embrace it. This week's shameless plug. Been recording podcast on my Yosemite Mac Mini. In fact, right in the middle of recording this episode, my Mac Mini 2014 model i5 with terabyte of drive and 16 gigs of RAM crapped out, so I had to reboot. Well, and I had to save the episode and, you know, wait the 5 to 6 minutes that this thing reboots. I thought I was getting a really good machine here, but more on that later. So this is supposed to be a shameless plug, not a rant. So since episode 62, I've switched over from my MacBook Pro 15-inch 2009 model. So, you know, I've just been trying to migrate myself over to Yosemite at some point. So, and I have, you know, granted, little hiccups here and there, but for the most part, it's good. It's nice to have it on a machine that stays on the whole time. So I still use GarageBand version 6, specifically 6.0.5, as it contains all the podcast recording functionality that GarageBand version 10 has removed. So fortunately, the previous version of GarageBand works just fine under Yosemite. I managed to save a copy of it off, so I have it to install on these newer operating systems, and it sits alongside it. It does actually, it's able to be installed alongside GarageBand 10. So anyway, which is cool. So all previous podcasts from episode 01 to episode 61 were recorded under Mavericks on my, you know, like I said, my six-year-old MacBook Pro. So, you know, I'm just, like I said, trying to migrate. This is one of the first I'll be doing. You know, next up is blogging, trying to move everything over, which I plan to work on from, you know, from a desktop and laptop thing for, you know, as well as it can. You know, it's just, you know, I'm slow to upgrade sometimes. I mean, sometimes I do upgrade pretty quick, you know, but then, you know, every time you upgrade, something doesn't work right. You know, there's an older application that might not work, or there are settings that you have that are tied to your older system. So, anyway, so I have upgraded to a new laptop, which I will cover in a way, you know, like in another episode, a future episode. So, but there's things I'm doing with that I have migrated to the desktop here. So eventually I hope to get a Retina iMac. Until things can be afforded, I live with this i5 Mac Mini 2014 model that tries my patience. But hey, I'm trying to upgrade. I'm trying to make things work here. So anyway. So podcasts are being done on Yosemite, and it, for the most part, except for the occasional reboot or hiccup, it's working. So, yay! Upgrading has its challenges. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.